Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for April 15th, 2013. Encrypted news, Olympia Beer is offering a $1 million reward.
$1 million.
Yes, $1 million for the safe capture of Bigfoot. Their website, OlympiaBigfoot.com, states that you cannot use violence of any kind, including, quote, no guns, knives, boxing gloves, nets, etc. Only sugar or sweets to lure him in, unquote. Olympia Beer has also teamed up with the Falcon Project, which is the nearly silent airship that will soon search for Bigfoot from the skies, which has also partnered with Dr. Jeff Meldrum. According to the official rules, all participants must be 21 years of age, and it eliminates a lot of people, including myself since I work in a retail environment that sells alcohol. Also eliminated are the folks that are related to the Falcon Project. The official rules state that a panel of three people will be created to judge evidence, but names have not yet been released. The types of evidence is also outlined on the official rules page. There is no set type or amount of evidence required to establish proof for purposes of this contest, other than all evidence presented must satisfy the judging panel. Evidence may include, but is not limited to, DNA evidence. DNA evidence may include hair, blood, tissue, or saliva that proves the DNA sequence of the donor shows that said donor resides in the primate evolutionary family tree, among other apes or hominids, but does not have the same genetic markers and DNA sequences as any known species. Evidence may also include, quote, visual proof, unquote, of a live physical body. Uh-oh, that's not going to be a good one. Physical remains may be considered as evidence, provided that it can be conclusively demonstrated that the date of death predated the contest period. Well, I guess Rick Dyer is eliminated. Visual proof shall not include footprints, bone fragments, inconclusive skeletal remains, or any other non-definitive evidence of the existence of Bigfoot. Any photo or video taken with photographic or video equipment is not sufficient to qualify as evidence in and of itself for consideration in the contest, but may be considered as supporting evidence. No harm should be done to Bigfoot or any living creature as a result of participation in this contest. Any evidence of such activity shall lead to disqualification from the contest and notification to the proper legal authorities. It is also noted that if any DNA evidence is collected, it will be at the cost of the person submitting the evidence to get the DNA tested. While this is interesting, I still think it's a very, very bad idea. In UFO news, a Texas man reported a UFO that he estimated to be as large as half a city block. He claimed the object was triangle-shaped and had 12 lights. He also stated that the UFO appeared to be heading towards Houston and was moving very fast. The state of Texas has been raised to a rating of 3 on the Mutual UFO Network's UFO Alert rating system for the month of March based on the number of reports in that state in a month period. The lower the number, the higher the rating. Texas and California are both at a level 3. 7 other states stand at a level 4, including Ohio. The rest of the United States, as well as the country as a whole, stands at the lowest level at 5.
Calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
And in other news, an Iranian scientist has supposedly created a time machine. Well, the time machine isn't mounted inside of a DeLorean. Instead, it's the size of a laptop computer. The time machine doesn't actually send anyone back in time. It actually reads the future of people. The inventor states the device works by a set of complex algorithms to, quote, predict 5 to 8 years of the future life of any individual with 98% accuracy, unquote. No prediction on whether this machine will actually work, although he states that he will not launch a prototype due to China getting a hold of it and mass-producing it. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. Don't forget, I will be at the VA ParaQuest on April 27th in Lynchburg, Virginia, speaking at that event. And also that weekend is the Tri-County Parafest, April 27th in Fostoria, Ohio. The Haunted West Coast Cruise, presented by Vancouver Paranormal Society, takes place April 27th through May 4th, sailing out of Long Beach, California. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room, and I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
All right, this is an oldie, but, it's an oldie where I come from.
Guess you guys aren't ready for that yet, but your kids are gonna love it.